Connected to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of Tough Enough AfterBuzz TV. You're watching live on AfterBuzzTV.com, of course, the YouTube AfterBuzz page. You're listening live on iTunes and SoundCloud. You heard that Yeti call just now. I'm Christian Rosenberg, and joining me right now, after 10 weeks of fierce competition, over 11,000 entries, the winners of WWE Tough Enough, Josh Brettel and Sarah Lee. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, how's it going, man? We're doing great.
Hey there.
Hello,
yeah,
hello.
Awesome right now.
So has it settled in yet that you guys are now, you know, officially the newest superstar and diva?
You know, for me, it honestly didn't settle in until when I was in the shower and I was sitting there thinking, like, you know, what I got going today. And I mean, like, man, I got to set a new goal because I won, and now, like, what am I going to do with my life next? So I definitely got to, you know, set a new goal up. Make sure I'm, working towards something at all times. So I guess that was the reality of it. Like, you know, I got to find something new to strive for right now.
Yeah, for me, I'm still trying to let it sink in. You know, on stage last night, and Triple H, like, put my hand in the air. I was like, holy cow, like, I won. So it's kind of like a shock. I don't think it's going to seem real. So I don't even know when it's going to start to seem real. I haven't had time to let it just sink in. Maybe on the flight home, but yeah. This is awesome.
Maybe back to the performance center, start working, maybe I'll feel a little more...
better.
More official, more right.
Yeah, that was going to be my next one. So when you guys have to officially report to the Performance Center as now, you know, NXT superstars and divas?
So we got about a week's time to get back to our hometown, get everything situated, everything mapped out, plan on, you know, getting down here as soon as possible, get some real estate down here, whatever that may be, apartment house, make sure we have a good game plan moving forward and just keep this momentum rolling. So, you know, basically our target date is early September when we plan to get back here and get to work.
Mm-hmm. Just got to go home, get my puppy, and find somewhere to live.
How sore do you guys feel after your matches last night?
I'm a little sore, and I didn't even realize that I got some just kind of like ring... I mean, what would you call it? A little ring rash. From just getting scraped up, getting those face bumps and stuff, but not too bad, and it's like a good feeling.
The battle wounds, man, it's all glory. But yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty good, man. I you know, it's been 10 weeks of this, so, you know, getting to cap it off with, you know, a big event, especially Zara of all people, you know, that was awesome. So yeah, I might be a little sore here and there, but it's all worth it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Josh, let me ask you, you know, your first match on live television, and you had your daughter right there in the crowd. What did that mean to you to have her there to watch her dad, you know, fulfill a dream?
Oh, it was beautiful for me, man. It was big time. You know, I've been missing her. You know, I got to see her the second weekend for a day. And then, you know, I thank God for FaceTime, because without that, I would have been totally off the grid. And the fact that she was there, you know, and I get to see the live action of what I've been doing. And, you know, she's very smart for her age. She's 3 years old. And just the fact that she was there, man, was huge to me, because, you know, it definitely solidified the win and made it all, you know, one big package. So I was very blessed for her to be there, man.
And with all your, like, you know, incredible, you know, exercising and weight loss during this competition, I need to know what type of cheat meal you had to celebrate that you won. You had to have had, like, 5 pizzas or something.
All right, I'll break it down for you. So right. I definitely had to work with what I had, because it was very late, and one of the only restaurants around was Bare Bones, like a barbecue-type Applebee's vibe.
Okay.
And so I definitely, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I got to get down right now. But what do I have at hand to do that? So what I went ahead and did is I ordered two, they have these... little cast iron cornbread appetizers. I ordered two of those. Then I got ribs, and I basically made a cornbread rib sandwich and got down on that thing. So it was pretty good. It was worth it. And that's what you know for the W, baby.
Sarah, let me ask you, you know, as the show went on, we could tell there was definitely, you know, dissension and tension between you and Amanda. And even like when it was announced that you were the winner, Amanda really did not show much sportsmanship afterwards. When the cameras were off, was there any type of interaction between you two?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, it's a competition, but even when the cameras off, especially towards the end, there was just four of us for a little bit, and me and Amanda we kind of got that break week while they had to decide who the final two guys were. So at the end of the day, we're both, you know, professional enough to put our differences aside and live together and be respectable and still be able to vibe in the same house without wanting to kill each other. You know, we could still hang out at the end of the day, and because it's a competition, so it's hard because, you know, tensions get high, things are said, but everybody just wants to win. So, and it's hard too to stand on stage when you've worked so hard, because we've all worked so hard, and then to not go home with that contract, I really fought for it, because I there's no feeling to describe it, you know, after all this work we put in. So, but at the end of the day, we can put it all aside and still get along.
And then, you know, even on Tough Talk afterwards, you know, the judges and everyone, they were still, you know, questioning you and saying that you weren't good enough, that they felt that Amanda performed better. But then Triple H, you know, your new boss, he was praising you like crazy, you know, talking about how his daughters, they ran up to him at SummerSlam and be like, "Hey, we just met Sarah." Having that type of support from a guy like Triple H, who, like I said, now really is one of your bosses, how does that feel?
Yeah. It was honestly so awesome, because, you know, I've been getting a lot of, you know, kind of constructive criticism from the coaches, from the judges, and it does kind of stink, you know, especially after you win, to kind of still hear it, so kind of like, eh. But then to have him step forward and say that about me, it was just so awesome, and it just drives me even more too, you know, like, Triple H believes in me and says these positive things about me, and it could get happy, which was really awesome, so... For him to say that, it just makes me even more determined to put the work in so I can clean up my ring skills and get them even better, so that the coaches and the judges all would agree with him that I do belong here.
Now, you guys had to got to hang out all SummerSlam weekend in New York. You saw the NXT TakeOver. You saw SummerSlam. You guys watched some incredible matches at TakeOver. You know, these are the guys and girls that you're going to be now working with and training with. Do you guys feel that, you know, you have what it takes? Seeing what they were doing, I mean, in my opinion, I've been tweeting it all weekend. Bayley versus Sasha, to me, is not just a Divas match of the year. That is the match of the year, period.
Yeah, that was intense.
So, you know, how are you guys going to, you know, obviously you got to go through all the physical stuff. How are you going to mentally prepare to get on a stage like what you just saw this weekend, and, you know, be in a ring with people like Bayley or Sasha or Finn Balor, Kevin Owens? What is your mental state realizing, okay, now we really got to step our game up. Let's get in there.
Yeah, man. Like you just said it, you know, like this was very hard coming through this camp, but in all reality, you know, this is the easy part. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a big milestone moving forward, but, you know, I've always looked at it as, if you want to be the best, you got to surround yourself by the best. And it's not just called come to me by osmosis, but at the same time, you know, if you're surrounding yourself with the best people, the best coaches, and you have the work ethic, which, you know, we both obviously have shown we have, you know, the sky's the limit. It's just all about what you put into it, what you're going to get out. And, you know, I'm ready to get to work. And we both have this big steam of momentum heading forward into this thing. So, you know, I don't want to lose any of that momentum. So it's important to me to get to work right away and just, you know, be a sponge, because, you know, we obviously can't learn enough in the next year, the next 2 years, the next 5 years, you know, and moving forward after that. So, you know, you said yourself, we're in a huge position to be working with the best and be a part of the best. And those are all new coworkers, you know, and we saw this weekend how, you know, if you don't have the passion, you're not going to last in this business. So having the passion and, you know, never getting complacent with what you do and always moving forward is what this is all about, man.
And Sarah, what do you think? Because obviously now you just saw that match with Bayley and Sasha. You got Charlotte down there. You got Emma, Dana Brooke. You got all these incredibly talented divas that now you're going to be, you know, trying to work with to get up and, you know, get yourself a spot on NXT with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly what Josh said, though, you know, and in the divas, too, in the locker room or in the PC, like, I've gotten a chance to work personally with, like, Dana, and actually when we were going over our match with Boxy, Bailey was there to kind of watch in, and so it's really nice because she's there, and she's so nice and down-to-earth that she'll, you know, give you tips or whatever, and she's someone I can really relate to, too, and I love watching her match because she's not the heel character. She's someone I can relate to because I get hammered on for smiling a lot. So she made that into her character. So I definitely watch a lot of her matches to see, you know, how she does it, to kind of channel it into my own thing and just, you know, learn from the best, like Josh said, and just I'm ready to just go home, grab my stuff, and come back and get ready to start working.
Awesome. I got a couple Twitter questions for you guys from some of our what was that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a couple Twitter questions for you guys from some of our listeners from at CWolfgang28. He wants to know, how important is social media to you guys as far as your success in, you know, in making it all the way to the end?
You know, this played a big part in this whole show. You know, this was a new framework for a reality TV show. Honestly, it was the first of its kind because, you know, we definitely had our cell phones on us and we had the opportunity to really build our brand through social media and, like, let the people in the universe, you know, experience what we do and who we are and who the real Josh and who the real Sarah is, you know, and that allowed our fan base to be, you know, recruited by ourselves, basically. We're basically, you know, branding ourselves and showing them what we do in our day-to-day lives in and outside of the ring, and then, you know, let them see that and choose who they want to win because whoever they like the most via social media, you know, was definitely going to pull through when it came to a live show. So obviously social media played a huge part.
Yeah, for sure. Especially for me too, I think it helped a lot because in the beginning I didn't have like a lot of airtime, you know, because with all that was going on, you didn't see me that much. So social media, I think, helped me a lot because I could interact with the fans that way, you know, respond to them. It could be more of my personality. And I love it though. It's awesome because before I came down here, I had like maybe 400 followers, and to see it explode to, I don't even know how much now, but it's just insane. It's awesome to be able to connect with these people that can relate to me, and it's just awesome because then you can personally interact with them.
Yeah, by the way, Sarah, you're just under 42,000 followers now. I just thought you would like to know that. at AJ Cena Punk Lover wants to know, would you guys kind of document your journey? You're kind of on the, you know, on the branch of this social media question we just had. Are you guys going to kind of document your journey, say, on YouTube or on Periscope, to continue having that experience with the fans to show them your way up?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the fans are what kept me here this long. They voted me here to win the contract, and so I want to keep them on the journey with me and show them my training, you know, what I'm going through. So, of course, I'll be on Periscope on my phone. I figured that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like, social media is huge when it comes to documenting everyone's lives today. Show or not, whoever you are, everyone's always, you know, vlogging, doing their YouTube videos, Periscoping now. So, yeah, I definitely got a doubt. You know, I'm on my Snapchat. I got Yeti Snaps, one word. You know, my Periscope is linked to my Twitter, The Tough Joshua. I got my Instagram, at the.yeti, Y-E-T-I, you know. So I'm out there on my social media pretty much daily, definitely letting the people know what and how I'm doing things and keeping it comical and making sure I got, you know, juicy content on all my pages and forums and platforms.
Juicy content is very, very important.
Absolutely.
And finally, Josh, I need to ask, because where did you start, when did you start practicing this Yeti call? Where now you're like, now it's literally a chant. Like, fans around the world do this Yeti call with you. When did you start doing that?
So that was an acquired nickname that I got when I was about ninth grade. So freshman year of high school, still upper class. And I excelled in sports, so I was playing with varsity as a young guy. And I just kind of, I guess, became the Yeti. No really rhyme or reason. It stuck, and then after a while, like, the Yeti call came out, man, and just, like, I don't know, to be honest, the rest is history, and it stuck with me all through college, and it got real big in college, and I mean, it was kind of a gimmick that I already had. If it even is a gimmick, it was just my nickname, who I was. It's kind of, the Yeti's more like an umbrella with all the different things I bring to the table underneath it, all the sauce and all the, you know, personality and vibes I give out. So it was kind of just a, you know, predestined, I guess. It wasn't really a tough enough gimmick. It was a life, you know, it was something. It's who I am before I even got here, man.
And Sarah, on an average, how many times a day did he do the Yeti call at the barracks?
You know, it wasn't like, oh my God, he's doing the Yeti call again. I think he did them appropriately.
Yeah, definitely, yes, strategic at the time.
Yeah. He rationed them up if necessary.
Yeah, it's never too much, never too little. I'm always keeping it real, man.
well, guys, we all, you know, appreciate you, you know, keeping it real and entertaining us through this entire season. Do you guys have any, you know, last words that you want to say to all your AfterBuzz fans, you know, at the end of this interview, while as we get ready to watch you guys continue down in NXT?
Yeah, man, I'll just go ahead and say, you know, big thank you to the WWE Universe and the Yeti Nation for standing up for me and keeping me here and, you know, seeing what I brought to the table. You know, I might have been a little bit of a late bloomer, but I'm definitely excited to, you know, show what I got and make this a lifelong career, and, you know, I'm excited to show you guys what I got, and I'm excited to interact with the Universe, you know, as long as I can, as long as they'll let me, man.
And for me, again, yeah, like, kind of what Josh said, like, thank you, especially to me, I've been put in the bottom three 5 times, so for my fans to never give up, like, oh, Sarah's in there again, but every time, you know, my fan base just got stronger and kept me in there, which just made me even more determined to keep going and pushing so that they weren't keeping me and voting and wasting their time on me, you know. So I'm really excited to just to kind of keep moving and continue my ring skills so they can see how I change and develop and get better. But honestly, just thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me chase my dream.
Well, thank you guys, you know, for entertaining us all season. Thank you for taking the time this morning to chat with us on AfterBuzz. I know you probably got an abundance of interviews you guys are running around to. I appreciate you guys taking the time to chat with us today. Once again, everybody, you can follow them on Twitter at TuffJoshua and at TuffSarah. And we're going to be seeing these guys on NXT pretty soon. So, guys, thank you so much and best of luck, you know, continuing on. And I can't wait to interview you guys, you know, when you're making your NXT debuts.
No doubt, man. I look forward to that as well, man.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you guys so much. Once again, everybody, that was Josh and Sarah. You can follow them on Twitter at One More Yeti. One More Yeti call for the roll road. I love it. At Tough Joshua, at Tough Sarah. Thank you guys so much for calling today. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Real Rosenberg. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow us on Twitter, at AfterBuzz TV. Once again, that was Josh, and that was Sarah. I'm Christian Rosenberg, and we will see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.